And welcome to the Gentle Yoga Warriors weekly podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again. Embody your most productive self. And there's always that way you can have obstacles that stop us from feeling productive. So it could be that you have a lack of clarity about what it is you want to produce in all aspects of your life, or maybe that you're trying to do too many things at once, throwing them all up in the air and they're all coming crashing down. Either way, the idea of this podcast is to help you to become your most productive self. First of all, it's best to know why you are doing particular things and why, what it is that you're trying to produce. So I would say this to people, but less is more. At the time of recording this podcast, it is January, which is a month where people like to really go for new things. But regardless of what time of year you're listening to this podcast, either way, these tips will help you all year round. Here are some tips to help you understand a bit more about how to be more productive. So less is more. So instead of trying to change everything at once or try and do lots of new things at once, why not instead go for a thing at a time? Okay, it sounds a bit obvious, but a keenness to be productive in lots of different areas of our life can lead to juggling so many things that everything comes dropping down at once. Instead, choose one new productive thing that you want to do at a time and completely dedicate yourself to that one thing. So, okay, you might want to lose weight, you might want to read more, you might want to do this, you might want to, who knows what the goal is. But instead of trying to do all those things at once, pick one. And do that one thing for at least 40 days so the neural pathways in the brain can get used to that new habit. So it takes 40 days to change a habit. So it's easy to manifest change in bite-sized, manageable daily goals than to go for everything at once. I also feel to know the emotion or beneficial reason behind what you're trying to produce is of great value. So I'll think of an example. So let's say one needs to quit sugar. So just say I had a sugar addiction. If I was going to explore the wisdom behind my choice of change and the reason why it's worth me sticking to that goal, I would take out a notebook and write down some reasons. So not always the obvious reasons, but maybe the reason why I want to change that choice. So it could be that I want to be more productive with my time and find that the sugar spikes that I'm getting from eating too much sugar are distracting me from my goals. It could be for health reasons. The list can be endless, but just to know why you chose those particular goals. Going back to the sugar example, so it could be that I'm feeling my life is lacking in sweetness. And so instead of reaching for the sugar, I think of what sweet things I can be grateful for in life, like a smile from my partner, you name it, the sweetness in life. Just to summarize that, pick one goal at a time and do it for at least 40 days before taking on a new goal. Know the reason why you've chosen that goal, both mentally, perhaps physically, emotionally. Be proud of yourself for going for a new goal. And if you break the new habit, start again. Don't throw the towel in. Just start again. And by doing these, it will help you to be more productive. But then there's the other side of being productive is when we're trying to do so many things that we end up not being productive. We end up doing so much that we feel really busy and productive, but we're not actually producing anything of value for our life. First of all, doing too much work is not productive, yet doing too little is not good too. With this in mind, the following tips should help you achieve an equilibrium of success, rest, and productivity. So even during times when you have too much to do, don't skip having a break. The body needs to rest, the mind needs to be cleared. So get out of the office and take a walk around the block. Don't think about work, just watch your breathing. Feel every single footstep and breathe. Focus your eyes on something in the distance to give them a bit of exercise. If you can sit somewhere quiet and imagine the perfect afternoon before returning to work, even for 5 minutes, it'll make a difference. So you can try this for 40 days, maybe on your lunch break. If you can, just try and focus on your breathing, see how that makes you more productive in your afternoon. Another way to be productive is to diary in some time to look after yourself. So if you hit work hard, most of us are working from home these days, but we tend to work longer hours. So diary in time to look after yourself. So is there something that you can do? Can you do a soothing exercise class? Have a nice aromatherapy bath? There's all different ways. You don't have to go out to do that. Go for a walk. Next tip is to achieve more, have a plan, but be then flexible with it. So spend a few weekends thinking deeply about what you want to achieve in life. Make life count. Really get to know yourself and make every moment count. So I always feel that people should start their New Year's resolutions or any resolutions at either the start of the month, or if you're listening to this podcast in January, use January to plan and then start them from the 1st of February. It's more in line with the seasons. Here in February, you get like the first flowers coming through, so that's more in line with the planet. So once you've made a plan about what you would like to achieve, like be really honest, but like I said, you could do a year plan, but just think, oh, maybe for the first 40 days I'll work on this, and then the next 40 days I'll work on this. So then we change the neural pathways, so our habits become embodied into us. If you're feeling very tired because of the winter months and you just want to feel like you want to stay in bed, there's many of us that can feel like that, but you can change your neural pathways by setting your alarm about 5 minutes early and just making that effort to do something holistic that's going to help you through the day. It could be going for a quick walk around the block before you come back to your apartment and do your day's work. Just have a think about it, but make a plan and embody things 40 days at a time. But at the same time, I would say be flexible, because I'm sure as last year showed to many of us, life can have many surprises. So we can have all these plans and preparations and be productive, but then things can come that are least expected. And that is part of the business arrangement that we have with life in general. So be flexible. Get a big board and set some reasonable goals. So I said this earlier, but you can really go into detail for you to accomplish 2 week periods. So you can have some productive goals, but really kind of stick with it. Have a clear plan, work towards something, but be flexible and make time to look after yourself. Being productive, another way to help ourselves to be really productive is to focus a lot on our health and to take a lot of responsibility for our health. Sometimes when our timetable is demanding, or when we're even bored, we can turn to things like alcohol, drugs, TV, unhealthy food, unhealthy media, unhealthy habit as a bandage to prevent us from feeling. We even turn our back on our health and ignore that we benefit more by making healthy choices instead of going for sugar spikes. Sadly, there's so many ways to avoid the authenticity of being present via many self-sabotaging tools. And the reason I always rub it on about being present is because when we're present, we're more in the now and we're a most productive self. So one can learn to pick healthy habits which help us to be productive. So if we're sitting down drinking bottles of wine each night, then obviously we're going to wake up feeling foggy. We're not going to be our most productive self. If we're doing some form of exercise class, having a healthy meal, doing some sort of reading or meditation before we go to sleep at night, then we're going to have a better day. health-wise, mentally, spiritually, much more productive, better day. It does take a bit of effort. I don't always want to get on the exercise mat. Like, some days I really don't want to do it. And I'll tell you one thing, I never regret doing the exercise class. From a yogic point of view, I always say the hardest asana, so an asana is a yoga pose, is the student turning up on the mat, because our mind, our ego, will find so many ways, so many excuses not to get on that mat. So if anyone turns up on the mat to one of my classes, I am super proud of them, because they've overcome one of the hardest things. And that's with any exercise class, when I go to bar classes, Qigong, I don't always feel like I want to turn up on the mat. But once I get there, but it's just that neural pathway, the stubbornness of thinking, oh, it has to be this certain way. It's just kind of got stuck. But you, dear listener, can reprogram your brain so it can be your most productive self. And I'll give you a few more tips to be productive. So here's a very, very quick routine for the morning. So just say you've got very limited time. So first of all, if you get up, sit quietly and inhale and exhale a few times. I just like to add, it's probably best if you shower first, because that wakes you up a bit more, but whatever you prefer. Next, do 5 rounds of sun salutations. Obviously, only if you know how to do them. If you don't, just have a look on YouTube. And also follow that by a seated forward bend. So a very short routine. Next, think of something you're grateful for and happy for. So it could be anything. Even if you're thinking you're going to have a hard day, just think of something you could be grateful for. Next, have a healthy breakfast. Chew your food mindfully with calmness. And then you can go off to work. Okay, so it seems quite simple, but this will really help you be more productive. So just to recap, when you wake up, sit quietly and observe your breath for a while. And if thoughts try and penetrate your meditation, it's not like they can't be there, but you don't have to attach to them. You don't have to be with them. They can be there without being you. Do something like sun salutations or some form of exercise, but it can be like a short routine, like 10 minutes if you've pushed for time. Then think of something you're grateful for, but really think it and feel it in your body. What am I grateful for? Follow that by a healthy breakfast and then go to work. Another way to be productive is to not fill your time up with things that don't serve you. So you can learn to say no. So be honest and kind. I know sometimes it's hard to say no because it can be a form of confrontation, but at the end of the day, if you're saying yes when you mean no, the only people that you're kind of hurting is yourself and also the other person, because your heart's not fully in it. And if you are one of the people that needs to have something down in front of them, get a notebook, write down your plan for that week. But like I said, be flexible, be super, super flexible, but plan. So if you're trying to be a ballet dancer, then practice your ballet. Don't be like just sitting at home watching the PlayStation. Be honest with what you can achieve and within what time frame, depending on, like, you may have young children, which takes most of your time. Believe me, it will take most of your time. or if you've got some other quick commitments. But there's always ways to find ourselves to be productive. Really, really top tip. To be productive, you have to let go of stuff. So if there's stuff that you're doing in your time, like obviously we have chores which we don't want to do, we have to still do them. But if there's other things that you're doing, like maybe you committed to a course that is not really in line with what you're doing, etc., just drop things that no longer serve you. It's going to be times when we feel lost and we feel like we want to be more productive, or we're being not enough productive. Through the highs and lows of life, the neutral ground to help you with your most productive self is to live life as if it was a meditative art form. So every action that you take, every thought, try and make it as sacred as possible, the way we eat, the way we conduct our days. And when those negative monsters come in, use the breath, use the meditation. If you're not sure, just Google alternative nostril breathing and you'll see lots of images. So with your right hand, you will join your thumb and first finger together. So you're going to sit up tall, cross-legged, and then you're going to let that hand rest on the knee. With the right hand, you're going to have the index and middle finger bent in so it's touching the thumb, and then your ring and little finger together. I know not everyone's finger can do that. Don't worry if there's a gap. You'll sit up super tall, either on a chair or on the floor. You'll close off your right nostril and you'll inhale through the left nostril for 1, 2, 3, 4. You're going to close off both nostrils and count 1, 2, 3, 4. Keeping the left nostril closed, exhale through the right by removing the thumb from the right nostril for 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale through the right only for 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Close off both nostrils, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through the left, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale through the left, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold both nostrils, exhale through the right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale through the right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold off both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through the left. 1, 2, 3, 4. By all means, keep going for longer and build up the time gradually. If you're ready to come out and come into the next stage of the meditation, just lower both hands down to the knees. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both nostrils. And then just be in that space. Be where you are. Be where you are. And imagine in front of you, there is a darkened room. But all you can see is a spotlight lit staircase. And as you walk up the marble stairs of the staircase, you can see a door. And you open up that door. And in the door is the storeroom of your forgotten abilities. The gifts that you already have, which help you to be your most productive self. The trouble is, we don't always want to go into the storeroom, even though it's elegantly lit and it's within our being. So as you take a deep breath, as you just focus on one thing at a time, feel in your heart center, what is it that you want to produce in your life in the next 40 days? It could be a healthy habit, it could be a new way of being, it could be something you're studying for, something you're trying to create. The first thing that pops into your mind. Ta-da! So whatever that is, make a mental note of it. So now you are in your abundant storeroom of your forgotten talents. There's rows and rows and rows of lit shelves. And on the shelves, there's all different objects. And each object is associated with a gift. So maybe if you saw a smiling face, that would be associated with your gift of joy. maybe you saw a fishing rod, it might remind you that you're either good at fishing or B, you're good at hooking on and catching things that you want in life. This is your imagined meditation room. So I want you to calmly take a few moments and to pick an item off the shelves, which will help you be productive in the one thing that you've chosen to focus on for the next 40 days. So take your time. By all means, pause this if you need a bit more time, but don't worry about it too much. Trust your subconscious mind to kind of know what it is that you need. And then once you've got that item, you're going to take that back with you. You're going to thank the room. You're going to close that door. And you're going to walk down those steps. And now at the bottom of the steps is a beautiful green, green meadow with some nice soft cushions. And you're going to sit on that cushion with the future goal, the thing that you want to produce in your mind's eye, and at the same time embodying that forgotten gift that will help you on your quest to produce whatever it is you want to produce. And then you're going to inhale, remember that thing, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, and come back into the room. Softly, softly does it with the breath. You may want to softly take a piece of paper and write down and make some notes about what you experienced, or you might just want to write down what the goal was and what the gift was. So you've got the tools. Go forth and produce whatever it is that you wish to produce over the next 40 days, remembering to have a bit of flexibility within it, to not be too fixed, but to have discipline balanced with fun. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my podcast today. If you like the podcast, please, please, please leave a positive review on whatever station you're using to listen to this podcast. Thank you again. Gentle Yoga Warriors weekly podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again.